It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
I love cruising, and when I got back from my last cruise, I had gained a few pounds. True story. So when I went for my physical and said something to my doctor, I said, look, you told me to try a vegetarian diet. That's what he had done to lost a lot of weight. And I said, I tried the same thing on the cruise. And I said, the only thing I ate a lot of were cookies, but there's no meat or anything in it. And I still gained weight. He pointed out the problems with that. But I'm learning. So today's guest is going to help me take it to another level of eating plant-based diet and how I can lose more weight and just be healthier. Our guest is Teresa Sam Houghton. And Sam is what everybody calls her. So we're going to go with Sam is a graduate of the Bauman College Nutrition Consultant Program, holds a plant-based nutrition certificate from T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies, and through her wellness consulting business, Green Gut Wellness. She helps people achieve vibrant health with a whole food plant-based diet, which is something I am learning more and more about. So, Sam, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so do my cookies count as plant-based?
Well, it really depends on what they're made of. Most cookies, probably the ones you had on the cruise, aren't on a whole food plant-based diet. You don't just hold off on the animal products. You also don't eat anything that's processed. So that would include white flour, white sugar, and a lot of the vegetable oils that are included in things like cookies.
I'm glad we're talking about it after the cruise. So tell me more. What is some of the basics? If I want to eat a plant-based, well, first tell me some of the benefits. I have in my head some, but just to be very clear, why would I want a plant-based diet?
Well, you pointed out one that seems to be a big draw for many people. As you know, we have an obesity epidemic in this country, and if you look, it's spreading around the world. A lot of people want to lose weight, but they want to do it in a healthy and sustainable way rather than going on some crazy crash diet. So one of the things on a plant-based diet is there's more bulk and there's more fiber, so you feel fuller on fewer calories, but you don't feel deprived. You don't have to actively restrict your calories. The other thing that many people are drawn to is heart disease is a number one killer in our country, and the whole food plant-based diet is the only diet that has been shown in scientific studies not only to aid in preventing heart disease, but also to reverse existing heart disease. It's been shown to help people who have type 2 diabetes get off of their medications. It helps to control type 1 diabetes. It lowers your risk of multiple kinds of cancer and of stroke, dementia, other brain problems. And it's even been shown to help people with their mood. And of course, gut health is a big thing now. Again, with the fiber, a whole food plant-based diet shoots your fiber intake right up there. Example, most Americans get about 15 grams a day. Most people on a whole food plant-based diet get 50 or more. So your gut bacteria get the right kind of fiber. They get the right kind of food. They're happy. You're happy.
Okay, you're hitting on several areas. I'm making notes as we speak because a lot of this rings home to me, and I don't know how to do it without being graphic, but probably getting more fiber in my diet would help me. That's a polite way of saying it. And so I've actually even taken magnesium pills to help me be more regular with my diet. How's that? Anyway, so going plant-based would probably help me in a lot of ways. I know heart health is always of a concern. Tell me what a plant-based diet means to you, because I obviously I'm going to say, okay, that means a lot of salad and a lot of fruit, but what am I not allowed to have? What am I allowed to have? What are the basics?
I really like to focus on what you can have, because it's interesting. When I did not eat plant-based, I did not do this my whole life. I've only been doing this since about 2009. So I did eat a what most people would call an omnivorous diet growing up. And you know, it's like a starch and a vegetable and a protein on your plate when you eat. And most people, they take out the white starch and they take out the protein. They go, what's left? What you can have is fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, which is lentils, beans, peas, etc., and whole grains, no processed grains. What you can't have is animal products, which would be meat and dairy products and fish. And the whole food aspect also takes out, as I mentioned before, processed foods, anything that is a white flour, a white sugar, a processed vegetable oil. Actually, my favorite definition of it comes from someone who's very big in the plant-based community, Dr. Michael Greger. He defines a processed food as something where something good is taken away and something bad is added. So you want the foods where it's nothing bad added and nothing good taken away. So that's your basis for your plant-based diet.
That's a scary thought. Yeah, okay, so, but you specifically said white, like white flour. In a whole grain or in a plant-based diet, is there any, I love breads, is there any breads that I'm able to eat? You know, is there a gluten-free bread or a whole wheat bread, or is all breads out because of this?
Now, I personally like sprouted breads, things like the Ezekiel brand. There's another brand, I don't know how widely available it is. It's called Alvarado Street Bakery. They also do a sprouted bread, and I have not had it, but I've heard that Dave's bread is also good. What you just want to look for is you want to make sure that it says whole wheat flour if you're going to get a whole wheat kind, and that there's no added sweetener and no added oil, because those tend to hide. There are other sprouted breads available, and these are made of sprouted grains. So the other benefit of those is they have a higher protein content in addition to the fiber and the beneficial carbohydrates.
Okay, so whole wheat flour, whole grain flour is okay, whole grains are okay. So I don't have to cut breads out. I just have to shift what type bread I'm eating and where I'm getting it, correct?
There is that, yes. I also encourage more whole grains versus breads, just because that's even better because it hasn't had any processing at all. There's always minimal processing. But the one thing you do want to avoid is if it just says wheat flour instead of whole wheat flour, chances are it's got some white flour in it, or it's been more processed than you want it. I've found that the more I eat a whole food diet, the less I want something like a bread. I do still eat it because I'm a fan of avocado toast and such, but it's less on my plate than it used to be.
And is rice part of this?
Yes. The great thing about rice is there is so many different kinds to try. There's red rice and black rice and wild rice, which is technically, I think, a seed. And then, of course, you have your brown rice. There are so many different kinds. There's even the aromatic rices, like you find in Indian food, like the basmati and the jasmine. There's brown versions of those, because obviously the white had to come from somewhere. You got the whole grain ones. There's so many different kinds of grains to try, including multiple varieties of rice.
Okay. Now, as I make a transition, because if I make a transition, I'm making a big change here. Is there too much fruit and vegetables I can eat? I know they're going to help fill me up more. I get that. But is you know, as I'm trying to make a transition, what I'm trying not to do is also portion myself. And I guess what I'm trying to ask is, if I feel hungry, am I able to eat more of the vegetables because they're good for me? Or is there still a limit?
There's obviously a limit on how many calories you should eat, but it's more difficult to overeat on a plant-based diet if you are focusing on whole foods. I encourage people when I work with clients to have a couple of snacks a day. And the one thing you do want to avoid when you are transitioning, it goes back to that fiber factor. If you are on a standard American diet where you're only getting, say, 15 or 20 grams, you don't want to all of a sudden overnight transition to 50 grams, because that can have the opposite effect that it's supposed to have. So I tell people to step up to that a little slowly if they're not used to it. The one thing you really want to avoid is mindless snacking. Even though nuts and seeds are very good for you and they're included in the whole food plant-based diet, you don't want to just sit there watching television and eat handfuls of them, because that is one of the ways that you can really go over your calories. But it's much harder to overeat. Some people will say you cannot overeat. That's a misnomer. You just have to be smart about it and balance.
Okay, so still be smart, but I mean, you're giving us a lot of good advice of things I can remove, and I know you're focusing more on the positive things I can eat, and I think that excites me more, because most diets go with what I can't eat, and I think that scares me with starting them, and I'm making it sound like I'm 400 pounds, but I could easily lose 20 pounds and be a lot healthier. So I'm excited about making the transition, and I know from the chemical side in the lab of all the things of how they process chemicals. So by removing them from the diet, I know it's bound to make me healthier. So I want to thank you first for joining us and helping, and I'm speaking to you more selfishly because it's going to help me a lot, so I'm hoping it's going to help our listeners. But I invite you to visit Sam Houghton's website, greengutwellness.com. We'll put a link up on our website. Sam, I want to thank you for joining us, and I'm going to try it. My wife's trying to get me to healthier. You've inspired me some today, and you're hitting on a subject I want to learn more about. So I'm going to check out your website more, definitely start eating better, and I'll report back to you. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru. And remember, if you've got a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.